Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This thing on. Hi, it's the JT and Looney Podcast, episode 204, powered by our friends at Bet Online, your number one source for all your summer sports this season. Major League Baseball, golf, for the people who bet on golf.
Put $100 on John Rahm.
Down the stretch they come. In the NBA playoffs. Oh, and how great was that Kentucky Derby last week? You can bet on the Preakness and the Belmont at BetOnline as well. BetOnline.ag, the latest stats, news, and scores. Latest odds and lines. That was my upstate New York accent there. Odds, latest odds and lines. Team matchup and the props. Love the props. Futures on the Super Bowl. Who's going to win the Super Bowl in 2025? Put $10 down, put a Benjamin down on a long shot, win yourself a lot of money. Head to the website today or use your mobile device, as bad copywriters say. Why does this say mobile device? Must be English people writing this copy. Head to the website today or use your cell phone and get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. And now the podcast starts, damn it.
We are looking live, my friend Brett Musburger. I would say live immediately following the Knicks going up two games to Love at Madison Square Garden. And you know, nothing brings me more joy in my sports life than my Knickerbockers, because it's feast or famine. It's mostly been famine.
Unbelievable.
And they're starting to play well, and it's enjoyable. I'm having a great time.
The entire time we've been talking together under microphones with each other for 20 years. We did it on the radio for 14, 15 seasons. And all we talked about were the Lakers and almost never the Knicks. You're on the West Coast. You had West Coast babies who loved the Lakers, and the Lakers were going to 7 out of 10 NBA finals in the first 10 years of this century. But the Knicks were nowhere. You know, the Knicks weren't talkable. They weren't a tough topic.
Relevant. You know, we always said that about this. Sometimes teams, the Buffalo Bills haven't been irrelevant. They played in 4 Super Bowls.
Right.
As my landline is going off. Hey, how about our landline going off as wow. I start the podcast? You know, I think that's important too, because I'm one of the only other people on God's green earth that has a landline. And these people spam my home on my landline as my wife is making dinner. And I don't want to disconnect my landline because my grandparents and my parents had a landline, and I'm proud to have a landline.
I think it's important to have a landline because we're in the digital age where digital goes down with an earthquake or a natural disaster, and the analog doesn't. So I remember once about 20 years ago, we had an earthquake here in L.A., 2006, 18 years ago. And I called somebody and they say, how did you get a hold of me? How's your phone working? It's because I had a landline at the time. But I will tell you this. The landline got disconnected because I hadn't paid the bill. And then I hadn't noticed for so long that I couldn't even get my number back. So I just didn't get it back. But it is smart to have one because it will work during a natural disaster and your cell phone won't.
Well, I'd like to throw this out because it's important to say, because I want to have this podcast for legacy until they end up paying us $14,000 an episode,
right,
which isn't happening. I want this for legacy, my home number, my entire life, and it's been disconnected because my parents finally sold their house, was MY40622.
Wow. So,
And my mom, who likes to listen to the podcast, if we were in the neighborhood talking to someone, hey, call us. Oh, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll pick you up for Little League. What's your phone number? It wasn't 694-0622. It was MY4-0622.
Oh, that's the way the older people always said it. In Elmira, it was RE27462. That was the number to the Looney House. Wow.
So the last 2 weeks, you found out that I was called John John as a young boy.
Yes.
And my phone number started with MY4.
I know there was a whole time in the entire time we had a show where I would sometimes, if I would refer to sports in the 70s, I would say long before my time to throw people off, because I always had red herrings and I've been a weirdo about my age and obsessed. As you know, I'm youth obsessed and physical fitness obsessed. And so it was almost unprofessional the way I would leave out like 70s stuff so I wouldn't age myself when we talked about sports.
Well, you've never looked younger. My youngest son just showed me something on TikTok where someone was guessing. You said your net worth was $400 million because you found it. My youngest son found it, and he goes, before you go on the podcast, here's Looney, what was that all about?
Wow, that's so fun. You know, when I moved to L.A. to do show business stuff, including radio, television, voiceovers, acting. And what have I been doing? Oh, and restaurant business. I wanted to do all those things. I checked all those boxes quite quickly. There was NBC, ABC, CBS. Speaking of, you know, years ago, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox. Fox was a new network. HBO, Showtime, and then movies and commercials. And that was it. Those were your opportunities to act. Now, someone with 2 million viewers on YouTube with a YouTube show can pay you good money to go in and do their game show or whatever, or their TV show or their silly comedy that they're doing. And I went on a show where it was like To Tell the Truth. That's why I also wanted to do it. We grew up with To Tell the Truth, and there was four contestants. You had to guess who was the millionaire. And so I was the owner of, you know, I was the founder of Muscle Milk, which was my story. And what's really funny on the show is none of us knew who the millionaire was. Four guys and a bunch of comedians were hosting it. And I was completely fooled. I was complete because of my fun facts that I always know about every city. The one kid, the short black kid, said he was, you know, he had inherited millions because of and he was from the San Francisco Bay Area, and it was Levi's. He said his great grandfather was one of the original inventors of Levi's. And I was the only one on that panel that knew, oh, Levi's were invented in San Francisco. It's this kid. I was wrong. I was completely fooled. It was a fun time.
So the Knicks win. They're playing a brand. It's this Jalen Brunson. The signing of Jalen Brunson is incredible. How did Mark Cuban let him go? And his father's the coach. I don't know if you're aware of that. His father's one of the assistant coaches for the Knicks. So he's there on the sideline. Jalen Brunson left the game in the first half with a foot injury. And then he came back to start the third quarter.
And when he left that game, it was like, turn out the lights. The party's over.
And Obinobi, who's the other great player for the Knicks, he goes out with a hamstring injury. So it looked like the night was over. And the Knicks found a way with the Villanova three of Hart, DiVincenzo, and Brunson, all won a national championship for Villanova. They're on this team. I'm telling you, it's a big reason why the Knicks are winning. They got three guys who played together in college, won a national championship for Villanova under Jay Wright. They moved the basketball. They hit the boards. They offensive rebound.
Oh, before you go too far, don't leave out the Willis Reed moment when Brunson came out at halftime from the locker room and for the third quarter, and he could play. And we thought he wasn't going to be able to play.
Yeah, I'm a Knick homer, and you're not. And the reason why Knicks are so hard to root for and understand their history, Willis Reed had one of the greatest moments in Knicks history. He came out of the tunnel, the captain, tried to give it a go. He scored the first bucket, pretty much left the game after that. But the image of him coming out of the tunnel for a championship-winning game made him iconic, a Hall of Famer, his numbers in the rafters, the captain. So tonight the Knicks put out, on the anniversary of that, the captain. So, and then Brunson leaves, and he's the best player on the team, comes out of the tunnel to start the third quarter. And man, is he clutch. And I don't know, you know, the Knicks are going to have to go up against Boston. I don't think Indiana can win 4 out of 5. Maybe they do. When you drop the first two, I don't care if you're the road team, the home team, you got to win 4 out of 5. It's going to be hard to do that against this Knicks team.
And it Brunson, is, but that's again, what's so much fun about the NBA, even when you've got a team that is a legendary team or a legacy team or a dynasty, word you love to throw around. It's still, you know, we always say that we come up with the statistics and then 5 days from now, it's 2-2. That's what's fun about the NBA.
Yeah, a lot of times it is, but for the Knicks to get this win, I think that'll be enough. I think this game was so important to them to eventually win the series that I truly believe it's going to be enough for them to get it done. But the other big issue becomes, I want to wrap up the Knicks again. They love showing their celebrities at a Knicks game. So yes. You had Ben, you had Chris Rock, you got McEnroe, a lot of times Howard Stern tonight. You had all the celebrities. I don't know how James Dolan does this, because I think they're comps. Some of them have season tickets. I think he comps.
Well, Jeannie insists that nobody that sits courtside does it for free, no matter what their celebrity.
Yeah, I you're probably right, because I don't think he can comp that many tickets, but it's Tracy Morgan. It's like all these.
Well, a lot of times it's their agency, their multi-million dollar agency that pays for it.
The Knicks end up winning the game 130-121, and I just thought it was truly one of those games. Look, I can understand why a lot of NBA fans don't like watching Knick games, because they're more rugby style and they're just very dramatic. Oh, and God, Everybody's always fucking falling on the floor. They're falling down. They're N1s. They're fouling three-pointers. It's very physical and it's very intense. But the Knicks did something in this game that impressed me. They had a lead late and they held on to it. They didn't go up by 7 and lose the lead, go up by 5 and lose the lead. They put that game away. Anunoby, who went out early, was 10 of 19 from the field. He had 28, and he didn't return from the game with the hamstring. Brunson had 29. He's playing like Jordan. And DiVincenzo, Tom, had 28 points. He was 6 of 12 from 3. 6 of 12 from 3. Shot 50% beyond the arc. The Knicks win, and now they have a commanding. I think it's a commanding 2-0 lead.
And for those who don't know New York City well, the Italians in New York City are very Italian. It's like they came over from Italy 8 years ago. Right? And so when the casual fans or the people who haven't been paying attention for a long time because the Knicks haven't been good find out there's a guy named Dante DiVincenzo, those who haven't been paying attention, the numbers are going to soar in New York City when you got a guy with a name like that playing on the New York Knicks. Wow. That's exciting.
These games mean a lot more because you remember when we were on the air for Linsanity. And when Jeremy Lin came in and he took over New York, I've never seen anything like never. I mean, he's not at the level of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and DiMaggio and Jeter and obviously.
Oh no, he was a shooting star, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. So in the other series, I don't think the Celtics are going to have problems with the Cavaliers. I'm going to spend like no time on that. Like a good program director, radio, spend no time on that. Move on. But the Thunder are up 1-0 on the Mavericks, and they are great. They're young. Oh, nothing. They're the one seed. The one seed, and they're up 1-0.
And don't they have the youngest roster? At least in the West. I know that.
Yeah, they're fantastic. So they have a young roster. I think they're going to win that series, and probably 6, because I think Luka and Kyrie, and I'm not a fan of Kyrie, but he's played really well. He's behaved. Everyone has to behave for JT. You have to act like a human being. You have to act. Right. You can't have a flat earth theory. You can't go to your sister's party when you're supposed to be at a game. So I've never been a Kyrie guy, but I got to give Kyrie credit. He's come around in Dallas.
I have a question, though. If you believe that the earth is here, he's from Australia, even though we think of him as American. He grew up in New Jersey, but he's from Australia originally. If you're from Australia and you're from down under, but you believe in a flat earth, what do you call down under?
Again, your comp.
Maybe Big then, Flats. That's a town outside of Elmira. Big Flats. Maybe you call down under Big Flats if you think the word is flat.
The Timberwolves are on top of the Nuggets 2-0, and it doesn't look like the Nuggets can come back.
Where the hell did that come from, too? Because if only, all those if onlys with my Lakers.
You know what? You know, earlier today, as we're on the air live after the Knicks won Game 2, welcome again to the JT and Looney podcast. Wednesday, May 8th, earlier today, Nikola Jokic was awarded the 3rd MVP of his career. So Shaq broke it to him. He ended up getting it. 3 MVPs for him. The sad thing about this, I really believe this, which would hurt the legacy of the Nuggets is the Nuggets won a championship with an MVP who's turning out to be a three-time MVP. So he's great. He's going to be one of the best players ever. If they don't go back-to-back, and they should have went back-to-back, Tom, they shouldn't have got beat by the Wolves if they get beat by the fucking Timberwolves.
Ridiculous.
Then you're going to look back 30 years from now and go, the Nuggets only won one ring with Jokic, and he won three MVPs. So I want to just give you the moving odds as we look forward to here. It's because I think Denver can come back in the series. Am I crazy to say that? Do you think Denver can
well,
come back?
The defending champions. Absolutely. I just watched that wrecking ball take down an all-star team in the Los Angeles Lakers. You can say what you want about the Lakers. You know how tough that roster was and how the Lakers weren't beat them once out of 17 times or twice. Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. So the way that that team has dominated the all, you can't, nobody dominated Anthony Davis and LeBron James like the Denver Nuggets over the past couple of years. So if you can do that, then you can come back from on the Timberwolves down 0-2.
Yeah, I don't think they can. I think this Anthony Edwards, who looks like baby Michael Jordan, if the series was tied at one, which means Denver would have lost a game at home bad enough. They would have lost right. one and not two in a row. They've lost two in a row. Again, they have to win 4 out of 5. Without home court advantage going forward, with a minimum of 3 of those games being played in Minneapolis. So we could be sitting here, and this is the key to this podcast. Is this country, is America, ready for the Timberwolves and the Thunder in the Western Conference?
Well, you better get ready for it because it could happen. Hey, it's one of those things where it's a little uncomfortable in the beginning when there's a passing of the torch. From the people that you either loved or hated, but were dominating with Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors and LeBron James, no matter where he is. But this may happen, or it may be an aberration in just this year. But we can't complain when, you know, we complain, not you and me, but the general we many times complain when the mega corporations and the mega teams are dominating, but we like it better because it gives us a bigger lover. Hey, people have no emotion for the Timberwolves or the Thunder throughout the country. And so that does take away from the excitement.
I thought you said MAGA for a second. I was getting nervous. MAGA.
No, I do. You know, I do. We do like to try to keep it politically free as much as we can, but since you say that, what do you political geeks that we are, what do you think when you're watching a Pacers game and you're watching this Pacers-Knicks thing, every time you hear that name Halliburton, right? I'm thinking Halliburton. I'm thinking, oh, those are the tough guys that go in and they do secret missions for our country and kill people. That's a tough name to have. I mean, aren't you thinking of that every time you're Halliburton? Normal people are just watching the game and having a good time. I wish I was one of those. Every time I hear that name, I get nervous.
So there's a really big deal. I reached out to two friends of ours, mutual friends, and I'm not going to quote their name because they didn't give me permission on the pod. But two people that we worked with and we know say it's real that J.J. Redick could be the head coach of the fucking Lakers. So I'm sitting there going, look, at least give me credit for this. And please put in and edit the round of applause. 10 years ago, I told you that we ran out of coaches, right?
Remember? Yes, you did.
It was a big line of mine. I don't have a lot of go-to lines, but 10 years ago, I said,
I thought of you tonight when I was watching Rick Carlisle.
Run out of that. And I used to say that it was the regurgitation of the middle-aged white guy. The Scott Skiles said, YouTube or Google Scott Skiles. And what would happen is Scott Skiles would get a job, then he'd get fired. Then he'd get a job and get fired. He'd get a job and get fired. It was the regurgitation of the white
guy. And he would, fact, not fiction, would have a child in each one of those cities.
Right. So what happened was we've run out of coaches now. And you might laugh and go, JT, what are you talking about? No, we tried that Israeli coach. What was it? David Blau, whatever his name is. You should know.
Yeah,
we tried to get someone from Israel to coach a team. Oh, how long did that last? Oh, Frank Vogel. Oh, nothing. Won an NBA title for the Lakers. We fired him.
He should still be there.
Marvin Ham had a winning record and went to the conference finals the year before. Oh, we fired him. And John Calipari's not walking in that door. Rick Pitino's not walking in that door. Doc Rivers is going to get fired again. How many times has Doc Rivers had a job? Can you count? Can't count on one anymore.
Well, he broke the color barrier on your theme about the regurgitation of middle-aged white guy. But, oh, my God, over and over with the Doc Rivers.
I like J.J. Redick a lot because he's got a big podcast, with LeBron. Oh, could that have anything to do with this? Here's a podcast with LeBron. So I'm going to go down a rabbit hole with you on this one. Redick is really good quickly with his Duke education. He's got sleeves of tattoos. He's good looking. He's got Tom Brady good looks. He's so good looking. He's really good media. He's good on TV. He calls games. He's got a huge podcast. He doesn't have the right to coach in the NBA. Just like a board op who's behind a board op in the back room behind the glass doesn't have the right to be on the radio, but he's allowed to because the host of the celebrity says you can talk with your costume on, something I always talk about. So you're telling me J.J. Redick is going to cut the line and go to the – he never coached a college game, never coached an NBA game, never coached a summer league game in the NBA, and we're going to let him coach the Lakers?
Well, I think if anybody knows anything about cutting lines, it's operators like you and me who've been doing it years at concerts and everywhere else. I was backstage at the New Year's Rockin' Eve on MTV from Radio City Music Hall. How was I back there? Because I acted like I was supposed to be back there. I cut the line. But and it looks to me, if anybody knows how to spot that, it's us. It looks to me like that's a really good chance of that happening. If LeBron doesn't coach the team himself, what do you think the chances are of that?
I brought that up on the radio, quick plug, because it makes all the sense in the world. Bill Russell, the greatest champion in NBA history, was an NBA player coach, won a championship with the Celtics. And our good friend, my good friend, Pete Rose, was the manager and played for the Cincinnati Reds at the same time.
Yeah, he never retired. Yep.
Well, hear me out here. I gave you Pete Rose and Bill Russell. I gave you Mount Rushmore, guys. The all-time LeBron's on the Mount Rushmore. Why doesn't LeBron, dead serious, looking you in the eye, become the player head coach of the Lakers for 1 year? For 1 year, don't draft Bronny James. Let him come undrafted. Bring him in. Put him at the end of the bench. Dad'll put him in the game. You think I'm crazy here? It makes more sense than J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick
sure does.
LeBron has.
Well, because LeBron's been the de facto coach on the floor the entire time anyway, and many times, you know, coaches calling timeouts or in reviewing when LeBron says so. That's what got Darvin Ham in trouble, among other things. And I think, don't you think he's thinking about it? He's a big goal guy. He's a guy that and obviously he's achieved amazing goals, and he had those goals when he was 12, and he's able to visualize them, achieve them. And so you know that that's going through his head. You know that the list has probably got two people on it, even though there's these other lists out there because people like to do list shows. But I do think it's J.J. Redick and LeBron James, and it's probably up to LeBron James.
Yeah, we're not making this up, by the way. I mean, I don't talk about bullshit topics and make stuff up. I mean, I'm a sports radio professional. And he's qualified to do this.
Absolutely. He really is. Absolutely.
He coached his son's AAU game, something J.J. Redick hasn't done. I mean, I'm not making this up. J.J. Redick would be an embarrassment to all the coaches on the end of the bench, African-American, minority, or white, who have coached their entire career in the NBA.
Right, moving from city to city every time the head coach gets fired.
Go from the end of the bench to the assistant head coach, can't get the head coaching job, and that could happen. I doubt J.J. Redick will get the head coaching job of the Lakers. The only guy that I think is qualified to do it is Jay Wright, the two-time national champ. I mentioned Villanova with players. He coached them. Jay Wright was fabulous. We both talked about that on TV during the NCAA tournament. He looks like Pat Riley and doesn't try to. Follow me here. He's a great-looking guy of stature. A big name in basketball, respected by everybody in the NBA, because everybody in the NBA played mostly 95% of them college basketball. Jay Wright was the best coach. If you put him on the sideline with new suits, not that he needs them, and he stood there with his hair perfect, and he was calling timeouts and bringing LeBron into the huddle, that's the only other guy I can find. Now, there's other assistant coaches. Mark Cuban gave Jason Kidd an extension. I wouldn't. I don't think Jason Kidd's a great coach. He's not. He's not a great head coach. Phil Jackson is a great head coach. So they were afraid that the Lakers were going to kind of pick off Jason Kidd. So that's why J.J. Redick's name is popping up, because he's the last man maybe standing.
Yeah, and when it comes to Mark Cuban, yeah, the Lakers have always been in his head. And he does everything to try to block the Lakers from doing what they want to do. And you can't blame him.
Found on that. That's a really good point, because you've covered the Lakers professionally about Mark Cuban and the Lakers. Please.
Oh, yes. Well, he ruined the trade. Chris Paul was supposed to come to the Lakers, and they were going to have another legacy team with Chris Paul and Kobe Bryant, and they traded away Powell and the beloved Pau Gasol, who's, you know, just like Shaq and Kobe Lakers, people leave out the Pau Kobe Lakers that went back to back to back, winning two out of three championships. And Jason Kidd stepped up and said, hey, wait, because there was no owner of the Pelicans at the time. Well, wait, the New Orleans Pelicans, and who I believe were the Hornets at the time. And he said, wait, if all of us own the Hornets, then I object. And he got away with it. He objected. He got away with vetoing that Chris Paul trade that would have brought him to the Lakers when Chris Paul was in his prime.
I'm having a lot in regards to that story about coaches. I'm really pissed off about Popovich because I traditionally would have great things to say about Pop because I started my career in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get Andrew Ashwood's name again. He was mm-hmm. the program director of the Spurs flagship. When they won a couple of championships, Popovich is at the highest level. He's a Mount Rushmore NBA coach, no debate. If you look at the Mount Rushmore, no debate. It is Red Auerbach, Celtics, can't okay. move him. Phil Jackson, can't move him. I think Greg Popovich.
Wow.
I think Greg Popovich is on the Mount Rushmore. He is. He's on the Mount Rushmore.
You're going to have him ahead of Lanny Wilkins?
Yeah, I'd have him ahead of Lenny Wilkins. I would. And Ty Lue. Ty Lue. Our buddy Dave Coelho will get that. I'll have him ahead of Ty Lue. And you know, you look at the Mount Rushmore, Pat Riley. I would have Pat Riley. Lakers yep. close to that. And there's been a lot of other guys who've won two or three rings. But
And you mentioned Pat Riley, who might be on the Mount Rushmore. And it brings you back. It brings back to your point of there's guys who are deserving to be head coach. And people didn't even think about that with Pat Riley, who are amazing. But we just don't know it. And celebrities and people with cool tattoos that look good on TV, et cetera, are going to get the job probably ahead of someone that we don't know their name because they've been an assistant for a long time who might be the next Pat Riley and get passed over because Pat Riley wasn't thought, you know, Pat Riley worked his way onto that Mount Rushmore from nowhere, from the broadcast booth.
So Popovich was 22-60 this year. I would have fired his ass.
Uh-huh.
Let me repeat, Wembanyama won Rookie of the Year. Wembanyama could have won Defensive Player of the Year. You can't win Defensive Player of the Year when you're 22-60. Here's why. In the last 7 minutes of the game, the other team takes all their players out. They're up by 22.
Right.
They're up by 8. They're up by 11 with under 2 minutes to go. And it skews all the stats. So I have the ultimate respect for Greg Popovich and his legendary career, gold medal in the Olympics, great coach. A military historian and the guy who everyone I've heard on and off the record throws the greatest wine dinners in the history of sports. He will bring out the menu. He will bring out the best wines in the restaurant. He will pay for it and tell you a story about every wine. When you go 22-60, when your team was the worst team the year before, that's why you got Wembanyama and you back it up, you get fired. Bill Belichick can't get a job. Can't get a job. But Greg Popovich gets to keep his job. Why does Greg Popovich get to keep his job?
It's a good lesson for the kids. You know, you get to know the owners, you get to know people, you treat people well around you and you build up a lot of goodwill and you get to keep your job. I remember over the years at Fox Sports Radio, sometimes some new young editors would come in and they'd say, how do some of these play-by-play guys keep their job? I said, well, they're easy to work with. They're older, so they know the owners and they know their bosses really well. And they and their wives go out to dinner together. And then that's the way you keep your job. You treat people decently. And that's probably why Pop keeps his job, in addition to other reasons, Hall of Fame coach, but because of the way he treats other people. That's what you have to assume.
As you look at your phone and the clock here, as we're looking at the clock, as we're getting ready here, quick thing. No, I meant look at your phone. When you look at your clock and you look at your phone, there's one other topic I want to jump in on. Did you see the Tom Brady roast?
Oh, I have only seen highlights. I was invited to the Tom Brady roast by our friend and his anchor woman wife, who you know who I'm talking about, and couldn't go. But Lauren and Heather.
You didn't go? You were invited?
Two things. First, there was another reason, a family obligation. That was a reason I couldn't go. And because I missed them, I want to go out to dinner with them. I wouldn't be able to talk to them, although a bit of a fun reason not to be able to. But no, I did not go. By the way, a little bit long, 3 hours, a little bit long for my attention span. They couldn't have told me that ahead of time. Wouldn't have gone anyway.
It was greatest 2.5 hours of comedy since the world changed, since everybody started using the word woke that we don't use, and everybody's so politically offended and so pissed off post COVID, everything, the whole world's offended by everything. This reset, all yes, comedy, Cervant, you're a comedy historian. Mm-hmm. When I found out this was coming on and I realized that there were going to be a lot of athletes in it, I said, this is going to suck because athletes aren't funny. They're not going to be funny. Randy Moss, right? Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski, Bill Belichick ended up surprising everybody. So if you just told me that and put it on a sheet of paper and said, this is who's coming, I would say, this is going to be a disaster. It was so good. It was so great. And the comedians who were there, they got it right with Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster General, and then Nikki Goldberg, the other ones. Some of the best roasters are not the best comedians.
Right.
They're good comedians, but they are at elite level of roasters. They fucking nailed that. They had two or three guys and gals come up there who I never heard of, never seen them on a Netflix special, and they eviscerated Brady. Brady took it all. Most of the comedy was about Giselle, his ex-wife, to be ex-wife. Brady took it really good. Drew Bledsoe, I thought, was one of the biggest stars. He was made fun of as much as Giselle for Brady giving him his only ring when he got hurt. Brady took over. But go and watch it again. I watched it twice, and I thought it was fantastic, and Netflix raised the bar. I don't know if it'll ever be accomplished again in the history of comedy with an athlete ever again. That might set the bar.
Well, I'm going to I got two things I have to watch. I have to watch that and the Pop-Tart movie. And I'll decide. I'll let you know which one of those I liked better. I'm hearing a lot of mixed reviews on the Pop-Tart movie. It looks fun to me.
I'm from the same town as Jerry Seinfeld, Massive Long Island. I am so embarrassed for Jerry. One of the most important comedians and important television human beings of all time.
Right.
That he would make a movie, the Pop-Tart movie, and throw that. Does this fit with your garbage where you say Hollywood throws out all their garbage this month? Does that fit?
Yeah, it does fit. Although, you know, usually when it is Netflix and it is streaming, but the rule is people will wait to the summertime, Memorial Day weekend on is when the good movies come out, and Hollywood does dump their garbage before Memorial Day, and it is May 8th.
I got good news as I'm wearing my Raiders nice new polo that I beautiful, brand new, right out of the package. The Raiders are going to Costa Mesa for training camp.
Oh, so I'm yes, we've heard that.
When I played weatherman today on the radio, I was like, what do you mean? How could you live Vegas? They built a new facility. They have an indoor facility. No. We bake like potatoes in July and August. Right. It's 115. The only time you can go out on grass is at 7 a.m. They want to go to Costa Mesa, which is really close to one of my favorite spots on earth, Newport Beach and Balboa Island. So you and I, hopefully after I finish my local show, we'll have a cerveza. We'll have lunch on the beach.
Love it.
And we'll be together a little bit this summer. I'm really excited about that.
Oh, that's excellent. And, you know, it's a great way to keep building on, unfortunately for the NFL, that Southern California base that the Raiders have, the by far most popular NFL team in Southern California.
There's a lot more to that story, which I cannot divulge, as the Raider invasion is going to Southern California from the San Ysidro border way up through Santa Barbara. Raider Nation knows the Raiders are coming back for training camp. It's a big deal.
Okay, and what exactly is it that you can't tell me?
We'll save that for future podcasts. It's called the Tease.
Okay. Program
that. You know, the program directors have never had a radio show, and they sit in their office because – no radio companies are making money anymore, and they're afraid to pick up the phone because they might get fired.
Right.
I would look and go, I'd rather just do a great radio show for 3 hours. Do you think people are going to come back for the next segment because I give them a joke or I give them something that they have to come back to? People listen to radio because the hosts are good and the content is good. They tune in because of their guys are good, but I believe in a good tease, and I just gave you one.
Below Deck Med has great teases, but I'm going to continue to watch through the commercials anyway.
I think they're going to get in trouble in Below Deck because one of those shows are going to show something a little bit too risque. I mean, they are pushing it, man.
Well, they that do.
The cameras in the quarters. I don't believe, like in Vegas, I was telling a friend the other night, I go, he came out here and he's asking me, he goes, look at all these cameras. And I said, well, the only place they can't have a camera legally is in the bathroom. The
bathroom, yeah.
I thought, I go, you can't have a camera in a bathroom. But I go, they have a camera as you walk into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So another fun fact, remember, wherever you are in Vegas, there are eyes on you. Not one, not two, hundreds of eyes. So you might think you're going to the bathroom and it's a safe place. No, there's a camera as you walk in the bathroom and they know exactly what you're thinking as you walk in there.
And I can't imagine being in my 20s and no one can imagine being in their 20s and have a camera in your bedroom, which is what they have on Below Deck Mediterranean. God, what does that non-disclosure agreement say on it? Jeez, they sign everything away.
It meant that they don't have cameras in the bedrooms. In the rooms in Vegas, but they have them in the hallways as you go to your bedroom. Mm. So you think you get off the elevator, you met the girl or your future wife, you met your new partner and you're walking to the room. You get a little frisque in the hallway. Oh, they're all watching that too.
Oh yeah, they're having a ball watching that stuff. Think of what the stuff that they say in Vegas.
My wife says salmon's ready. Thanks for listening. Thanks for podcasting, man. Have a great night. Thanks for coming in. After my Knicks win.
Wow, really cool. Thank you, Jerry, for listening to all 35 minutes and 35 seconds of the JT and Looney podcast. Really great to have you, both of you, here listening to the podcast. And we are powered by our friends at Bet Online, where the game starts. How am I supposed to intonate that again?
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.